Welcome to the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org. Enjoy the podcast.
Everyone has a spiritual right to know God's love. Everyone has a spiritual right to know God's love through Christ Jesus. Everyone has the right of conscience to know that they are loved by the one who made them and brought them into the world. And you are the person who enforces the right. You're the person who shares the good news that you're loved by God, both by how you speak and what you do. That's what an evangelist is. That's our call to share our faith in Jesus Christ. Not to be someone else other than who you are, because the kingdom of God needs for you to be exactly that butterfly that came out of the cocoon. That kingdom of God needs for you to be uniquely you, and therefore the story that you can tell from your life is exactly the story that at least one other person in this world needs to hear from you. You want to be remembered? To be remembered by someone that when on their last breath, they're saying, there was a person I sat with in worship, and they helped me to know about God's love for me in Jesus. I worked with somebody in a cubicle next to me, and I noticed that how they were living their life, and I asked them, what makes you you? And they told me about how they stumble and get up again because they gave their life to Jesus Christ. Our marriage was in a lot of trouble, some may say, and we didn't know what to do, but we went to a couple, and that couple said, we know what it's like to have our marriage in trouble, but there is a source, there is a one, there is a power that we brought all the hurt and ache that we caused for each other in life, and his name is Jesus Christ. There's the stuff of this world that got me addicted to money or possessions or alcohol or a substance abuse. And it was wrecking me from the inside out. And I went to someone because I knew I needed help. And that person pointed me to Jesus Christ. See, to be on the breath of someone who's about to leave this earth and saying the word of thank you is the greatest gift of the fulfillment of one's life. And just as Jacob insightfully and humorously and transparently shared that in his life, God is stirring in his heart to share more directly in the lives of others of Christ. That's true for me. My prayer is your pastor. That's true for you. See, right in your neighborhood, right in your family, right in your neighborhood, right in your corporation, right at the level of how you are known in the San Antonio or national society is exactly your realm. That is your calling to be you in Christ. And we have some who, people who I dearly love and close to are here today who are trying to make their own decision whether this Christ is real for you. And I'm grateful that you bring the conversation that goes on inside your head and in your heart and let that be part of our worship time as well. See, if we ask the right questions, it will lead to the ultimate answer. And part of the gift of being a faith sharer, part of the gift of caring for another is helping them to get to right, ask the right question. So we can ask, you know, what do you want from life? And how do you know that you're on the right path? Or where can you find your true purpose? All of those question askings are good questions. And by genuinely asking those questions, it brings us near to find the best answers and how to continue to grow in those best answers that are provided. That's what brings us to Nicodemus in the story of John 3. We're praying for you. We've been praying for you. We're challenging you. We're challenging ourselves today as worship leaders that you will allow the Spirit of God to bring a face to you, to bring a name to you, that you will share your faith with. Not some forced relationship, someone that God has uniquely connected you to. And when the question comes, you're there ready to say, it is the love of God and how that love of God became known to me through Christ. And then you tell your story. Nobody can tell your story except for you. And you tell your story, and God will bless your story, magnify it into the ears of that person to hear. Now, I've shared with you that the reason why I don't have Trinity Baptist Church on my bumper sticker of my car is because sometimes my foot is a little heavy.
Help us.
And I don't want all of you getting phone calls. But as much as I can stumble along the way, it's not that I tell everyone that I'm a pastor, though I'm grateful to be a pastor, but I do let it known to everyone, somewhere, somehow, that I'm a follower of Jesus. Now, we can be intimidated to do that because we know who we are. We look in the mirror and we know what's going on inside of us. But none of us can get so perfect, so cleaned up on the inside, that we're sharing about Christ out of our perfection, but we're showing people to the perfection of God's love. Meaning you don't have to be perfect in order to share your faith. You just have to love enough and care enough and be in relationship enough to share your faith. That's the joy of what the story is all about. Now, Nicodemus is a name. The name is a Greek name given to a Jewish leader, which means that the world in Jerusalem was changing significantly. Nicodemus was a leader of the top 70 power brokers in Jerusalem. And he was given the name of a Greek. The world was changing. If you go to the Parthenon today and you're passing by Mars Hill and you're on the way to the Parthenon, you'll look on your right-hand side and you'll see a little temple to Nike. Heard of Nike? Yeah. That's where it begins. It's the god of champions. The name Nicodemus, and my looking at the history of the name, revealed that his name means victorious people. And so you take a Greek name out of a Greek god, put into the life of a one who was became a leading Jew, asking Jesus who he is, and you got a lot going on in his soul. And that's just the way of saying that everyone has a spiritual right to know God's love. And don't think this is the first time in world history for Christians that we live in a global age. Don't think that's the first time that we've been in the marketplace with Hindus and Buddhists, Sikhs, and non-believers. Man, this marketplace has always been diverse in God's world. And the uniqueness of Christ can always shine the love of God in such a way that the hungry soul can hear the message from you. From you. So Jesus talked to Nicodemus about being born again by being born above. Now, Nicodemus, by too many Baptist preachers through the years, has been kicked around. He was ashamed, and so he came at night. The dude was savvy. Hey, it was risky to go and talk to Jesus in his position in broad daylight. And he genuinely had questions that he genuinely wanted the answers of Christ to. And so he went to him. Besides, students of the scriptures in Nicodemus' day studied the scriptures at night, so he went to the one that he saw. And he didn't pretend to know something he didn't, and he didn't play religious games. And you know when people are, and when they're playing religious games, we really can't make much progress with them, or I can't in myself. But you know when the marriage is on the rocks and someone's died, or you're about to lose a job, or you got the promotion and you got the raise and you're driving the car that you always thought would make you happy and it doesn't, and there's a hunger in the soul to find out what is this more, you pray for those moments of that person that God has put in your mind and on your heart to be able to share that faith with just at that moment because they're ready to hear it. So what are the next steps? Nicodemus asked, how is this possible? overcoming obstacles is key, the ABC. There's an overcoming the obstacle for us to share our faith, as well as overcoming the obstacle for people to believe in faith. My hunch is you don't know the names of everyone seated to your right or left or in front of you and behind you. That's my hunch. And my encouragement is that you will go and say, "Hi, my name's Les Holland." And you're afraid they're going to say, "You should already know my name." And you can say, "Man, my brain is slipping a gear today. I'm sorry." But by getting the handle of someone's name connects us into their life. And the fear of not knowing that name can keep us from doing what our heart really wants to do. It's what's called overcoming the little obstacles to get to the big purpose. You know, I am so glad for email for many reasons, and texting is because my handwriting, well, let's just say I have a PhD, but I write like I have an MD. My fine motor skills, I was just dripping in guilt the day that I went to one of our son's counseling sessions at school. And the teacher said, "You know, smart boy, doing great. It's hard to read his handwriting, though." And I said, "Guilty." And they said, "It's all about fine motor skills." And I just passed on my poor fine motor skills. But you know what? That has kept me from writing thank you letters that I should have written. Not because I didn't want to, not because I didn't call, not because I didn't connect and do it in other ways, but I didn't think they could read my handwriting, and I was pretty embarrassed about it. But you can email and text, and man, it's all equal. So the little things we've got to get in touch with that keep us from doing the right thing. And we can want to do the right thing, but frequently there's that small obstacle that simply has to be overcome. Maybe there's a fear that you don't know enough, or what if they ask some questions? And you know what? We live in a learning culture today. I can go to Jack in about a year and a half, and I can give Jack, my grandson, this and say, "Jack, tell me how to work it." 4.5 or 5, he'll be teaching me. We live in a culture where we can go to anyone and everyone and say, "Please help me learn more." It used to be in our culture that we had to kind of protect our ignorance, and there's a lot of things we didn't get to that we needed to get to because we didn't want to let people know that we didn't know. But we can take advantage of a kind of a breakthrough in our culture by saying, "Help me understand." That's it. In someone's story for their spiritual right to know God's love, it's simply asking, "Help me understand." Now, maybe you're on an elevator. Maybe you're walking down a hallway. You see someone, God's touched your heart. You know, you just go with a caring response. And maybe it's just 15 seconds, and you're someone giving encouragement in their life that somebody else will follow up in another way. Being born again, well, it's the ABCs. We can accept that our need, that we can see the kingdom of God. We can believe, we can enter into the kingdom of God. We can confess, we can commit to live in the kingdom. The ABCs, a breaking through. You read this passage that Daniel's read for us, you'll discover that can is used 6 times. Believe is used an equal number of times. There is a can believe attitude going on in the conversation here. That God is a God of breakthrough, and we're to be the people to present how. And when it comes in that moment that you can say, "In my life, I know I just needed to say, God, I need you. Forgive me." Can you pray that prayer?
Sure.
And I've come to discover that the power of God's love is just made full and complete in His Son, Jesus Christ. Okay. And can you step in the way that Melissa did this morning and commit your life? And maybe they'll say, "I'm not ready yet." You say, "No force here. That's your choice." Or maybe they'll say, "It's really what I've wanted my whole life, and I didn't know how, or I wasn't ready." And then you pray a prayer that's not magic dust. It's the language of God to accept and believe and commit. More and more, you and I are living with people of no faith and many faiths. And so we come in a fivefold commitment. It's a fivefold pathway of a commitment. That in this pluralistic age of a global society or the big descriptors, we say everyone is made in the image of God and is to be respected and loved. That's number one. We can all do that. Right? We can all do that? Huh? Okay. Two, there are differences between the world religions. They're not all the same, and they're not all going the same direction. And instead of just looking for the lowest common denominator, not wanting to be offensive, but with love and respect to say, tell me, talk it out with me, and you talk it out. And that's a mutual, respectful conversation. And people of other faiths get that. They want that, okay? Thirdly, we can join together in some common efforts. We can join together around some common commitments. That everyone is to be treated equally, kind of race equality. There should be good schools for our children. People have a right to have pure water. Do you know who's leading the effort? Do you know why poverty is going down globally? Not where it needs to be, but it's going down. It's because Christians are on the front line. Do you know why there's more pure water available to the proportion of citizens today than ever before? Because Christians are on the front line. Do you know why there's better medical care and the elimination of diseases such as malaria? It's because Christians are providing practically mosquito nets. We do much of that in partnership with many people, and it builds trust. And fourthly, we'll commit a free marketplace right there in maybe your home, right there in your school, maybe right there in your workplace, or right in the business world, that you protect the right for people to have their perspective. We believe in the sanctity of the conscience. And because we stand with them, we have trust. But that positions us to share our faith in Christ persuasively. Now, as some of you know, because you were in some of these settings, I have shared that with an atheist society, I've shared in Separation Church and State Society, I've shared in different groups who wanted to just talk about how is it that we can be people of faith in a world that it seems like religion is causing the wars. This fivefold pathway is a fivefold pathway of peace, and it's a fivefold pathway of sharing our faith, because we're not forcing on anyone. And we're loving, and we're respectful, and we'll stand with people. And then we say the uniqueness that makes this possible is the one who I believe is the light of the world. That I believe that God loved the world so much that he has shown his love in many ways, and he has showed his love by giving himself, his son, into this world. And by this ABC, accepting and believing and committing in a relationship with the Son, then we step into a dimension of eternity. Oh. There's a spiritual right to know that. And we're the people to be on the front line to let that right be lived out. Well, the right question will lead to the right ultimate answer. People of love like you. People of faith like you. Connecting the question of one's soul to the purpose of God's love. Now, we were asked, Jacob, early in the service, as we've been praying for the service, that the Spirit of God may give you a name or a face. We're not asking who. We're not asking for you to write it down, but just who that is. And if you're here as a seeker today, just know, man, we learn from you. Thank you for wanting to learn from us. We're learning together. We're putting this together with each other. But if God has laid on your mind and your heart a person, that as we sing our hymn, maybe you want to lift that up as you sing your hymn. Or for some of you, if you're willing, to come and just kneel and offer a brief prayer. Said, Lord, I give this to you. I was with a friend earlier this week, and he said, you know, I discovered this about myself. Unless I'm willing to tell someone that I'm going to do something, I won't do it. And so this is a gentle moment in worship, simply before God and brothers and sisters to say, I will. I don't know. But it's sure going to be fun to find out. Unto you, Lord. Unto you. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed your segment of the Trinity Baptist Church podcast. For more information about our church and to keep up to date with the latest resources, please visit our website at www.trinitybaptist.org.